my mother is a Suzuki violin teacher. She has many violin students, upwards of 50 right now, I think. If I'm correct, I should ask her. But she specializes in teaching very young children, which is what the Suzuki method is all about. You're never too young and rarely too old is one of the sort of mottos of the method. So I was lucky enough to have that sort of background. I actually studied with one of her friends, Ellen Kim, beginning when I was 4, taking lessons. Although I grew up in a home of musicians. My father is a classical pianist. And so there were just always musicians in the house. Everyone who I knew as a young child was a musician. There were, you know, kids coming in and out of the house for lessons, music in the family all the time. And so it was just kind of what you did. You know, it wasn't like I decided to be a violinist at 4, but I think there was very little pushback from me because it was just everyone did that.
So from there, you went on to the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
It was a really great place for me to go for my undergraduate degree. I studied with a fabulous violinist, David Perry, there, who is a member of the Pro Arte Quartet. I was there for 4 years, and I was lucky enough to be able to perform with the Madison Symphony and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra when I was there, so that gave me some great orchestral experience when I was young.
So since then, you have done an enormous amount of performing. Tell us some of the highlights of places that you perform, and you're currently in a lot of different ensembles.
Right now, I am based in Chicago. I play with the Elgin Symphony. I play associate concertmaster of that orchestra, which is a great group. I really enjoy playing there, and great orchestra. And I play a lot with the Chicago Philharmonic Orchestra, and that's also the orchestra for the Joffrey Ballet. So that is one of my favorite experiences. And I also do some teaching about one day a week. I have 8 private students. I adore them. And then I have started a project about 3 years now in Madison called the Willie Street Chamber Players, which is a summer chamber music festival with a couple of friends. We perform 4 concerts, self-produced, in July in Madison. It's been really great and rewarding.
And then you received a graduate certificate?
Yeah, when I was doing my master's degree, I actually decided to go back, and they have a great business school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that's something I've always been interested in. So it fit in pretty well with my degree, so I took classes in business, and it was a great experience, and I get to use my skills a lot with my chamber music festival, which has been great as I sort of move my career personally forward, too.
So tell us about your violin.
This violin actually belongs to my mother. She graciously lets me use it for my performances. It's a beautiful instrument made in 1820 by the violin maker Joseph Panormo. His father was the famous Vincenzo Panormo of Italy, who made a lot of instruments. And Joseph worked in the studio with his father and was an apprentice. And they actually had moved to Great Britain by 1820 when my violin was made. So the violin was made in Britain, but it's sort of this hodgepodge of an instrument because they were pretty cosmopolitan, as I understand. They moved around and they had a lot of different techniques. And so the varnish, many people that look at it think it seems more French, and there are definitely British elements to it and certainly Italian elements as well. The sound is very warm, and I am able to create a lot of colors with it. I feel like it's just been a great partner over the last 10 years or so I've been playing it, and it is really a partnership.
And it sounds like the perfect violin for this concerto. Tell us about this concerto.
Mozart was actually a really great violinist, a musical prodigy, in fact. He wrote a lot of music at a very young age and also played the violin and the piano, and his father would take him and his sister around Europe to tour and give concerts, and the crowds would be wowed by these young children who were so talented. So naturally, Mozart writes really well for the violin. He was a talented violinist himself. And one I'll be performing is number 5. He wrote only 5, and he wrote them all when he was very young, just 19 years old, we are pretty sure, which is actually, for Mozart, not that young. It seems young to me, but I actually started learning this concerto when I was 19, also, which is kind of an interesting thing to think about when I was learning the piece. It's a really beautiful piece. It's actually my favorite of the five violin concertos because it has these beautiful sort of quirky elements to it. It's in three movements like most concertos, so I'll be playing the solo part backed up by the Dubuque Symphony. After the opening sort of orchestral introduction, everything sort of stops and there's this magical moment where there's absolute silence. The violin comes in all by itself with three beautiful slow notes, and there's sort of out of nowhere this lovely slow adagio section that is just sort of otherworldly. It really reminds me of the opera, which is, of course, Mozart's love and what many people know him for. And actually, my favorite operas are composed by Mozart. He has this sort of sense of humor that comes through in the piece, especially in the last movement. The concerto is nicknamed the Turkish Concerto, and at the time, it was sort of vogue to sort of incorporate these ethnic musical elements into music. So he actually has the cellos and basses play with their bows backwards, which now is not that uncommon, especially in new music. So you actually hear the sound of the wood on the string, which we call col legno, with the stick. And he actually calls it it's the bows backwards, so you infer what he means. But it's supposed to sound like the Turkish armies sort of banging with sticks on drums. Apparently they had these bundles of sticks and they would bang. And to us now it sounds pretty tame, but I like to think for them it was a little scary.
And not only the last movement, but also then the middle movement.
Yeah, the middle movement is this absolutely sublime slow movement. And again, we come back to these sort of operatic elements. When I'm performing it, I really try and get in the mindset of a soprano role in an opera, you know, coming out in your beautiful costume in front of the audience with a beautiful set and just really trying to set the scene. And that's what I kind of want the audience to feel. It's just an amazing movement. It has this mood that Mozart is sort of the master of. It's kind of happy yet sad. So I think it's always very sort of therapeutic to listen to his music, because you can really, depending on how you're feeling a certain day, you can really take away whatever you want from it. And you really feel like you're speaking to him, you know, hundreds of years in the future. But he really has this effect, and even to someone who's not familiar with his music, I think this is really evident, which is why his fame has spanned the centuries, I think.
So do you have a special moment in this concerto that you particularly like?
I think my first entrance is my favorite moment that we discussed earlier, and I just think it's so theatrical where everything stops and then all of a sudden you just take a breath, and I like to describe it as the sun coming out. The violin has a beautiful sound that sort of soars over the top of this. And then when the orchestra enters, it's this beautiful sort of flowing river